Hello, you're reaching emergency roadside assistance. My name is LaShonda. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I had a curious question.
Okay, go ahead.
So I had left my keys in my ignition, and not my ignition in the door to unlock the door when I ran to go to the car to get something. And when I went back to the car, the keys was in the door. So I was wondering, did you guys help with finding like a locksmith or something to make a new key?
No, you will have to pay for the key yourself. They'll pay for $24 of it, though.
Yeah, I understand. I have to pay for the key myself. I'm saying, did you know a discount place I can call, or was it a place that you guys can call?
We don't know no discount places, no, ma'am.
So I will have to call my own locksmith?
We can call a locksmith for you, but your insurance, if you're covered, it would only cover up to $24 for you. That's what I was trying to share with you.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That was fine. I was just saying, was it somebody that you guys can call for me?
Yes, we can. May I have your first name, please?
Randava Jones. Randava.
You say, can you spell that again, please?
Randava.
And may I have your last name, please?
Jones.
May I have a good callback number for your services today?
850-252-5250. Can you get my food out of the microwave? The fuck? That shit hurt.
And then would you like to receive maybe mobile texts and updates regarding time of arrival?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So messaging data rates may apply if you don't have free text messaging. Can you verify the address that's on your policy?
Address on my policy is 6213 Prison Street, Panama City, Florida, 32404. But that's not the address I'm at as well.
Okay. May I have the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle?
2014 Toyota Camry.
And the color?
Tan.
Get out, dickhead. I'm
So it looks like it looks like your insurance will not cover it because you just had a lockout on the 20th, so you will be totally out of pocket.
What was that, ma'am?
Yeah, I said it looks like you just had a lockout yesterday, so your insurance won't.
Yeah,
cover
it was. It was supposed to be a lockout, but it really wasn't a lockout. It was the key wasn't in the car at all.
But they did come and unlock the vehicle, but the keys wasn't in the vehicle.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell him. I needed a locksmith last night. He was like, I had to call you guys again.
You do, but it's still going to be out of pocket for you, so you wouldn't be covered because they did come out and try. They did perform the service.
Okay. Do you know estimate price of how much it's going to be already or no?
No, I would have to reach out to providers and see what their schedule. Since you're completely out of pocket, you can call any provider.
Okay.
Thank you. So are the keys broken or just lost?
What was that, ma'am?
Are the keys broken or are they just lost?
The keys lost.
Thank you.
I believe somebody took the keys out the car last night. Out the door last night, thinking they was going to steal it. But I slept in my car last night.
May I have the address you'd like us to come to?
It's 1957 Burrow Road.
What city would that be in?
Mobile, Alabama.
So can you spell how you're saying Burrow?
It's B-R-I-L-L.
You said B-I-L-L?
B-R-I-L-L.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. So how are you going to go about paying for the services today? Would it be with American Express, ATM, cash, Visa?
Visa. Because I already had called around for a key. Well, I had somebody call around for a key for me. And I had called you guys to see if you can get a cheaper price because this man told me the cheapest key he can give me is $215. But $215 for one key, and it's not even a unlock lock button key. It's a regular, like, dummy key with no buttons on it.
With you being out of pocket, they don't give us discounts or anything like that. You're probably not going to get anything better than that.
So you're trying to say $215 might be the cheapest?
Yes, if that's what the man told you yesterday, they know better. Because that's all I'm going to do is I'm going to call them and they're going to tell me their prices. They're not going to give me any discounts or anything just because I'm a motor club. Because we're not covering anything, so they wouldn't give me any discounts.
Right.
Everything's going to be out of pocket, so they're going to give you the same price as anybody else.
But
so would you like to move forward, or do you want to try to find somebody, or go to the person that you found the $215 for?
I'll go to the person that showed me $215.
Okay. All right. Well, I do thank you for calling Roadside, and have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.